Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, August the 4th, 2016. Welcome to the Women's segment here on the Women's Roundtable, where we're looking at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the just-ended Mandela Washington Fellowship Program, which was held here in Washington in the United States. And we're also looking at the escalating cases of rape and abuse of young girls in Zimbabwe. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kilohertz. Shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina che madzimai.
Mwolesine ilobo mama. Sikona njalo ebule njini. We are on the web. On the internet on voazimbabwe.com, lobanjalogu voashona.com, lobanjalogu ndebele voandebele.com.
And don't forget, we are now live streaming, so if you haven't liked our Facebook pages yet, please go ahead and like VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7, so you can live stream and chat with us directly. So please do so now so you can join in the conversation as we go on with the program. Tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the just-ended Mandela Washington Fellowship Program that just ended in Washington yesterday. We'll also be looking at the escalating cases of rape and abuse in minors countrywide. But before we do that, PJ, we're going to listen to our main soundbite.
Washington Fellowship chakaparurwa na President Barack Obama wekuAmerica. Chirongwa ichi chakandibatsira muupenyu wangu zvakanyanya chaizvo. Chirongwa chinoita kuti tidzidze nezveutungamiriri, kuti utungamiriri hwakanaka hwakamira sei. Ndofunga munoziva kuti madzimai ari kuramba achisimukira achisimudzira kubudikidza nemitemo yakaiswawo nenyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Asi pachine zvimwe zviri kuda kuramba zvichigadziriswa. Saka chirongwa chakaita kuti ndikwanise kuti tidzidzirewo kuti ndezvipi zvatingaite zvakadzamawo zvinoita kuti tisimudzire basa ratatogara tichiita rekusimudzira kodzero remadzimai tiri kumusha. Chechipiri chandakadzidza ndechekuti kutungamirira hakuzi kwako iwewe mutungamiriri. Ndekekuonawo kuti vanhu vari kutungamirira unovapawo here mukana wekuti vange vachiisawo macontributions avo kana kuti vaine chekutaura pane zvese zvamunenge muchiita. Saka izvozvo zvakaita kuti ndivewo mutungamiriri akura anozivawo zvaanoita. President Obama vakanyatsojekesa vakatara kuti hanzi madzimai anofanira kuendeswa pamberi peurongwa hwekuunza budiriro mune nyika ipi zvayo. Vakatara kuti madzimai akasiyiwa zvinoreva kuti munenge masiya vanhu vakawandisa kana kuti hafu yevanhu mukutungamirira. Chimwe chinhu chandakanyatsonzwisisa chavakataura, vakati hanzi Africa inovakwa nevagari vayo. Saka vanhu vari muAfrica vanofanira kutora mikana yekuti vaite kuti Africa isimukire, kwete kumirira dzimwe nyika dziri kunze dzakabudirira kuti dzinge dzichiuya dzichivabatsira. Vakataura ivo kuti vati America ine chaichaita Africa kana kuti ine chaichaitira Zimbabwe kuti isimudzire. Vakati vadaro vanenge vachitonyepa, asi kuti imi zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kana paine budiriro kana shanduko yamunoda kuona munyika menyu munozviitira mega. Ndozvavakataura iwayo mashoko ndakaona senge ari mashoko akakosha chaizvo anogona kutibatsira kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi.
Okay, for me, one of the key things that I learned from the whole program was the importance and the significance of just getting Zimbabweans to build this kind of Zimbabwe that they want to see for themselves. And this does not have anything to do with getting other people out of power or whatever. It has everything to do with getting each and every Zimbabwean, despite your political affiliation, your views and ideologies, to rally ahead and build a better Zimbabwe for us and for our children. I think Zimbabweans should take the responsibility of building their nation on their own, because there have been a lot of cries of people crying out to get people to come and try and bring change into Zimbabwe, which I think for me is not much of a sustainable call. Zimbabweans have to build their own Zimbabwe. Zimbabweans have to stop being corrupt. Zimbabweans have to start observing the rule of law. And this goes for everybody, whether you're in leadership, whether you're not in leadership. In this country, there's corruption, but it's so minimal. But you see a lot of things happening, new inventions, creativity. They sort of build an environment which is conducive for everyone to develop themselves, to grow, and to also show their creativity to build the American nation. And we want Zimbabweans to be patriotic enough to understand that every corrupt action which they do is going to destroy the country, it's going to destroy the future, and yet it will benefit you in the moment. Yeah, yesterday, President Barack Obama made some notable statements that I think would draw lessons for Zimbabwe in particular. One of the key things that he was talking about was in response to a lady from South Sudan who asked him what America was going to do for South Sudan. And he said that the American people cannot entirely bring change for the people of Africa, but the best they can do is to partner with them from an advisory point on issues of human rights, democracy, and also even the broader economic development of their countries. And for me, I thought this was an apt and a suitable message for the people of Zimbabwe at this time when they are seeking a lot of progressive change within their nations, that we have to be responsible for whatever action that we want to do and not to expect assistance from outside to build the kind of Zimbabwe that we want to see.
PJ?
We heard there from some of the fellows who are in the program attending the Mandela, who had been attending the Mandela Washington Fellowship. 60 of them were Zimbabweans, and half of those fellows are women. Some of the fellows says they are now inspired to go and conquer the world after spending 6 weeks in the United States at different institutions.
Yes, PJ, I had the pleasure actually of being, you know, in the same room where they were, because there were 1,000 fellows from Africa, mm-hmm. of which, you know, 600, in fact, you know, like you could tell that Zimbabweans right now seem very, very, very inspired. Everybody mm-hmm. had something good to say about what they learned on the program. And mm-hmm. I think their biggest fear was that, okay, when they do go back home, are they going to be able to implement what they learned? Because I remember one of the fellows asked the question that we hear about sanctions here in America, but are the sanctions also against us as fellows when we go back? Because some of the companies that they're meeting here in the United States are not open to dealing with them, you know, mm-hmm. saying that your country is under sanctions.
It's under sanctions,
so
yeah.
They were saying, you know, there's, you know, it's a bit of a catch-22
situation.
You have the knowledge, you have the project, but sometimes you don't have the means of implementing mm-hmm. what you learned.
Your hands are tired, mm-hmm. yeah.
And as we said, PJ, there are reports that there is an escalation of abuse cases, especially in minor, you know, girls in Zimbabwe. And the data obtained from the National AIDS Council Gender and Workplace Department shows that an average of 392 female juveniles were sexually abused monthly last year, with an average of 13 girls being raped daily. That's a frightening figure when you look at the situation in Zimbabwe,
yes.
and seeing that, you know, the economy is not doing so well. So, you know, some of these things, they are frightening, especially the figures.
Yeah, and from the interview that we had in Ndebele with Mrs. Tholakele Mahlangu Khumalo yesterday, she was actually saying it's so sad that this is being perpetrated by relatives, some mm-hmm. people that are really close family,
mm-hmm.
and adults defend each other
mm-hmm.
against this little child.
Mm-hmm.
You find that some of these children are orphans, and they are heading households because they lost their parents due to the AIDS pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really so sad.
Aiwa, iroidama PJ, asi kutiti rambe chende rambe rindo funga varu kuchaga, yali fellow weda rimuno mu Washington wasati wasimuka, asi sekuzia kwenye mese, nasi turukutarisa chirongwa che Mandela Washington Fellowship chakapera muno nezuro. Uye je turukutarisa uwandu, wevana varu kubinywa munyika, PJ.
Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu asihluzeni bomama ku Studio 7 eVoice of America sixoxa ngodaba lwabesifazane abakuhlelo lolu abayize ngapha kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship akade bekhona elizweni okwamaviki ayisithupha bese makolichini ehlukeneyo befunda ya besiba lemihlangano yemfundiso behlangana njalo laba amabhizimusi bakuleli ingcwethi ezehlukeneyo ezempilo bafunde okuningi batho njalo bona esikhulume labo bonke kube lomhlangano omkhulu lapho abahlangane khona lomongameli weMelika umongameli Barack Obama izolo bambuza lembuzo ethile eminye yembuzo yangkhona ikakhulu labo akade be abasuke eZimbabwe bebesithi manje njengoba sifundile esikufundileyo singabuyela ekhaya sizame ukukhulumisana labanye abamabhizimusi balapha kumbe siyenze ama network ona lawo akhulunywayo kodwa ke imigoqo iba khona ekuthini kulezi jeziso ezetheswa uhulumende waseZimbabwe ezimgoqo ekusebenzeleni kwabamabhizimusi ngoba bathi bangeke badlelana labe Zimbabwe ikizo ezinye inkinga ezibhekane lalaba abazaphindela ekhaya kuthi ke siphatha njalo udaba alwenani lamantombazana adlungulwayo eZimbabwe sikhulume izolo lonkosikazi tholakele mahlangu Khumalo yena khuluma ke ukuthi okudanisa ukuthi kulabantwana phose abangaba ngamakhulu amane 392 amantombazana adlwengulayo ngenyanga phakathi komnyaka yikho ke kutsho lokhu ukuthi amantombazana alishumi lantathu abangu 13 badlwengulwa ngelanga nsuku zonke sikhuluma kanje and bedlwengula ngabantu abasemulini omalume abamele babagcine abanye babo zintandane angikwazi kumbe isilayo i audio yangkhona i tape yangkhona eka mama utholakele mahlangu Khumalo
wothi ngeke ngutshele kuhle babo wami eHaven laphana bese receiver labantwana abavelela ngaphansi yibo ikakhulu abebesiza ngale bebuya labo gogo angithi umntwana uhlezi logogo omalume lapha ekhaya babamba abantwana laba anti yena uthi ngumalimami umalimami usembamba umntwana ngakhuluma ugogo usexotha ekhaya ukuthi akahambe lomzukulu wakhe into abantu abangakayizisisi ngoba abantwana babanjwa yizimini zabo abahlezi labo ababavikelayo okubi nje ukuthi isikhathi esiningi kasinanzeleli njengabantu abadala ukuthi kanti umntwana watshintsha ibehavior akwenze njani ngoba abantwana angabale uyabona engasakhangeli bantu kuhle esehlala kube engathi uhlulukelwe abantwana laba bayahlupheka ezikolo ngoba abanye bengibabona besiya ezikolweni umntwana wakhona uhlale fi ephuzile ukufika esikolweni amateacher lawo ngesikhathi kawananzeleli ukuthi kanti sebabuza umntwana lokuthi kanti yena wahlala uphuzile ke kwenze njani umuntu lo umelela ukuthi abadala abahambe baye emsebenzini asale eqala ebamba umntwana lo engakayi esikolweni ngenye into engananzelelwayo yona leyo angile ababona labo khulu ungathi kule abantu baloyiwe labo khulu uyabafika sebe abuse abazukulu babo abahlezi labo mina ngokubona kwami iningi labantwana okube kuyisenza abantwana babhinye yikuthi abantu kabafuna ukukhuluma ngento ehluphayo uyabona ngesikhathi sempilo yabakhona eka ishiye bigurawundi abantu babe kwakuthiwa lala lo mnewenu kumbe lo dadeni phambi kwabantwana leyani into yachiya enye into embi ebantwini ayikhulunywa kodwa leyo nto yayisenzakala
ye lapho ke sizwe unkosikazi tholakele mahlangu Khumalo ikhuluma ngenani labantwana amantombazana adlwengulwayo eZimbabwe uyinto edanisayo okwamagama
PJ, I think while we're waiting for our guest, we are being told our videos are ready so we can hear from some of the Yali fellows what they had to say about the program.
Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Charlene Matonzi. I'm from Zimbabwe and I'm a farmer.
And I do beef cattle, soya beans and sorghum and flower seed production in Zimbabwe.
Tell us about your experience here. You have been on this YALI program. Where were you stationed and what did you learn?
Okay, so I was at Purdue University in Indiana State. So the experience was really good and beneficial because the university is actually fifth ranking in the world for agriculture. So what was very interesting is that the university is very connected to the farmers within the state. So everything to do with research, any new technology, the university had a mandate to get that information out to the farmers. So I found that very productive and very interesting. And that's what I think I would like to take back to Zimbabwe.
As a young woman yourself, how is it that you got into farming? What interested you so much? Many people shun it. They like, that's a man's world.
For me, farming is the basis of where we get our food from. So it made practical sense to be in an industry where it feeds the world, basically. And also, for me, also, I'm very passionate about community-based transformation. Mm-hmm. So flower seed production, I do it with rural farmers. So something that could do the soil is what I always believe that there's money in the soil. That's my statement. So community-based transformation with farming and with my flower seeds is a high-value crop that helps women get better incomes, improving livelihoods. So that's what I'm really passionate about, and that's why I'm a farmer.
And where is your farm? Also, what's your takeaway, especially for the young women in the community where you work?
Okay, so the farm I work in is in Karuma, and it's a family-owned farm that I manage. And then in the area that I work with the rural farmers, it's in Gokwe and in Chemagora area. So the takeaway is I work with families, and I help them farm best agricultural practices, but mainly is improving their livelihoods by giving them a cash crop that improves and gives them a bit of income, extra income, so they can send their kids to school, health benefits. And also what I took from Purdue was not just improving livelihoods, but how can I take that money and make them entrepreneurs themselves, to make them businesswomen, business families, and giving them economic dignity. That's what I'm about. Once you have economic dignity, you have life.
You have an opportunity to meet President Barack Obama. How does that feel?
To be honest, very excited. I am looking forward to tomorrow. I actually have no words. I can't believe I'm actually here in Washington, D.C. and I'm going to meet President Barack Obama. So I'm very excited and I can't wait.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We heard there from one of the young African leaders, YALI Fellows, who was here in Washington. But we also have another young African leader, Nyasha Sengai, who's still here and will be leaving for Zimbabwe tonight. Hello, Nyasha.
Hello, Marvelous. How are you,
Marvelous? Tukuchinga mizai pachirongwa.
Tiripo, tukundwa kufara mge tiripa chirongwa.
Ehe, titanangureo kuti makaona chirongwa ichaka mira si, semadzimai.
Chirongwa che Mandela Washington Fellowship Program ndakawana chiri chirongwa chinobatsira chaizvo zvinofundimeyo kuridzira vamwe vechidiki kuti panobuda maco last next year ngava apply vakwanise kuendawo. Tanga chiri chirongwa takandibatsira chaizvo nekuti tinenge tichidzidziswa zvinhu zvakawanda. Tikadzidziswa zvinhu zvekuti madzimai anotungamirira sei, good women's leadership. Tikadzidziswa kuti menyika dzinotadzisa sezvematongerwo nekubudirira kwenyika dzavo. Tikadzidziswa zvekare kuti tinotsvaga sei maresources kana kuti mari dzatitiite basa redu ratinoita iri remaNGOs. Saka tanga chiri chidzidzo chandakaona kuti chinogona kundibatsirawo kuti organization yandinosenzera inge ichisimukira kwezvekuti inge ichiita basa rayo zvakanaka.
Asi sinyacha nhare yenyu inenge yamheno zvairi kuda kuita imbofambai fambai, asi muri kufamba famba kudaro tombonzwa one of the other YALIs vari pavhidhiyo kuno kutimbonzwa kuti vaiti chii nezvechirongwa, but tsvagai pamwe pane netiweki yakati nakei mbijana. Haiwa, iye zvinezvi makunyatsonzwika. Please hold on. We'll go to another YALI fellow who was here in Washington who we're just going to take a listen to before we come back to you.
Okay. Ibizo lami nguSicelo Dube. Ngivela eZimbabwe. Ngakhulela kwaBulawayo. Yikho ngandikhuluma ngesiNdebele. Ngi-scientist and ngi kuyelapha ku-Mandela Washington Fellowship uthi ngizofunda more about how I can be a better entrepreneur and how I can integrate the science field into business. So ngifundile into eziningi but kakhulu ngifuna ukukutsho ukuthi abafazi like amankazana akula reason yokuthi singaphumeleli in science. Sonke silama opportunities are equal. America amabhodi amakhulu achewa ngabafazi, like we can still do it. Fanele kuphela sincedisane abaphezulu, you mentor abancane, and we empower women. Science is for everyone, it's not for abafana kuphela. We can do it as ladies. I really want to encourage everyone to take it up, and we change the face of Zimbabwe as far as science and technology is concerned.
PJ, your comment there before we go back to our guest.
Really inspiring. I wish some of the young girls will be watching. It's so inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe, PJ, we can go back to Nyasha before we take our next video. Nyasha, we saw you, you were in the presence of President Barack Obama yesterday. What's your takeaway as a young woman coming from Zimbabwe?
Okay. President Obama is committed to supporting women in their endeavors, and I think that is one of the things that makes him an iconic leader. Yesterday, in his address to the young African fellows, he said that Africa is prioritizing women in the process and also in the growth of its, even of its economies, because they constitute more than half of Africa's population. She also spoke about issues of priority of governments within the African continent prioritizing the private sector, because if people own property, they can fight for them. They can participate in democratic processes because they have
Miss Sengai, I don't know where you are, but your network keeps going in and out. So we're going to call you back, but okay. Yeah, please just move around a little bit because the network really doesn't sound very good, PJ.
Okay, let me find another spot some more meters away from here.
Yeah, thank you very much, PJ.
Yeah. Sibazwile, iningi labo abantwana laba ababuyile umbe ngithi abasakhulayo ngoba abanye bangkona so mantombazana amancane. Sibe ngama scientist omunye uthenana na yena ungumlimi and wasimangalisa ukuthi engakabi ngumdala kangako kodwa ke usengene emsebenzini wezokulima kodwa ke into esi ababoze ukuzofunda ngayo lapha babona labo bavuleka amehlo ikanti ke I think the foundation is already there in Zimbabwe because I didn't expect that we could find scientists coming from Zimbabwe.
Especially young scientists.
It's young scientists
and young
like that.
Female farmers.
Yeah.
I was very surprised when I met
really
a young
impressed.
Lady.
Yeah.
And I asked, I said, what do you do? She said, I'm a farmer. I said, "You? When did you start farming? You look so young.
Yeah.
So, it's really interesting. And also there was a lady, I think a video failed to play, but she is the co-founder of Pathfinder. Called Cleopatra Makoni. And a lot of people said her presentation really resonated with a lot of them. They didn't know that women could be so powerful. But when Cleopatra Makoni did her presentation about her business, which she hopes to move to the next level, they were really touched. Especially these were Zimbabwean men, mind you. I was very inspired because I said, what did you learn? And they said, we learned that women can also be leaders.
Yes.
Because we watched people like Cleopatra Makoni giving a presentation and owning their space. And making sure that they commanded respect, they commanded that you listen to them.
Yes.
So they were saying for them, that's a huge takeaway.
Huge takeaway. And just representing, we can call it a small country like Zimbabwe in the huge Africa continent. And I saw a lot of other women from other countries being inspired by the same people. I sort of felt that there was anxiety amongst the Yali fellows this year since President Barack Obama.
Aiwa iroida ma PJ nekuti vazhinji nyanya vanobva kune dzimwe nyika dzekuWest Africa vakatochema chema vakati chekutanga ndechekuti ivo havakwanisi kutaura chirungu. English is not their first language.
The first language. Yeah.
Saka pa chirongwa cheyali vano kumbirwa ivo kuti unge uri muchirongwa unofanira kunge uchigona kutaura chirungu. Saka vedu yoku Zimbabwe ipapo havana dambudziko nekuti tinodzidza chirungu kuzvikoro. Saka vanokwanisa kupinda muchirongwa pasina dambudziko. Asi vanobva ku West Africa vakatokumbirisa vakati
even in Southern Africa vanotaura Portuguese like ku Angola neku Mozambique.
Vakakumbira vakati President Obama musati mabuda. Tachikumbira kuti mutiitiro chirongwa chekuitira kuti tidzidziswe kutaura chirungu kuitira kuti panozo apply wayali vachauya kana muchiri ichiri kuenderera mberi mabva muofisi
ndore mwe dambudziko iroro kuti vakanga vachitsikira kuti chaenderera mberi here kana President Obama vabuda muofisi
aiwa iro idama asi President Obama vakati aiwa ndichamboedza kutaura une vamwe vangu kuti chirongwa ichi chienderere mberi vakaedza kuchitengesa zvakasimbarara nekuti takaratidzwa mufanakiso yava Nelson Mandela legacy yavo nezvimwe zvakadaro zvekuratidza ivo kuti ivo pavakatanga chirongwa ichi vaiziva kuti varida kuti vazokwanisa kunge vachiona va Nelson Mandela. Saka ndinotarisa kuti kana kukazoyo mumwe munhu imo muno muAmerica semutungamiri andione vachizoti chirongwa ngachimiswe nekuti chirongwa chiri kubatsira chaizvo kuAfrica. Wakatarisa kuti 1000 vana vechidiki vakabva kuAfrica ende vana vaive kuti uri kutarisa vanhu vari kubva mumabhizimisi vamwe vanoita izvo zvamataura kuti mascientists
varimi
uyezve vamwe vanoitawo pane vamwe vanga vari kuita zvekusona vamwe vanoita zvekubika zvanga zviri izvezvo kuti unoshamisika kuti mati makauya nezvei munhu otaura zvaakafambira
so diverse.
Saka PJ was really an honor being in that same room with so many gifted people from Africa, and I was especially proud of Zimbabwe because this group that came was larger, and also just you feel kuti pana pazve chokwadi vana ava vari kuita sei vauya vane chido chekudzidza uyezve chido chekuendesa kuti chirongwa ichi chienderere mberi mune ramangwana. Saka ameno imi mamuchiona kuti mainzwa mudhu yeshe yakamira sei nekuti saive imomo maive navaObama takanzwa manyukunyuku.
You could feel the excitement and waubona kuti one thing that I would say came out of the Zimbabwe is the education system. I think it's still at a standard where it's admirable. Because you find that whenever Zimbabwean students come abroad, they always excel. Even our own children that came when they were in elementary school, you find that when they compete against the students in here in America, for instance, those families that emigrated with the little children, like mine, for instance, they excel. So there's something good that's coming out of Zimbabwe.
That's correct.
And yeah, the education system is still intact. Zvakataurwa
ikoko kunyangwe mukutaura neivavo vakabva kuZimbabwe wainzwa kuti vane hunyanzvi hwakasiyana-siyana. Handisi kutaura vanhu vaive kuti munhu anenge achiti aiwa ende vari kutaura ivo kuti zvinhu zvakaoma kumusha sisi asi tichanoedza. Nekuti hunyanzvi hwataona kunoku hataimbouwana kumwe kunhu.
Njenganyakenye kwakulavanye avavese avavelungisa ama-apps vona lavo elokuzenaka mumakhale kukwini coming up with very innovative apps and very innovative business concepts that were so admirable. Okuti sasisizwa siziqhenya ngokuthi singamaZimbabweans sasingesayo.
That's correct.
This guy said,
I think you've caught on to the Mr. Barack Obama fever, which we witnessed yesterday. Everybody just wanted to have him there in the room and not for him to go. But we'd like to thank our guest, Nyasha Sengai, who is a Yali Fellow, and I'm sure we'll be getting in touch with her very soon. We lost her there. And also our valued listeners who are listening with us. Please don't forget we are live streaming, so go and join in the chat. I'm Marvelous Mklanganya Huye.
Mina Praxedis Jeremiah asidibaneni kuhlandla lesibili kulabo asesehlukana labo abasemsakazweni weradio libe lokuthongo obuhle asidibaneni ngevikelizayo.